Here in Australia, we've got the largest take-up of solar power in the world. One in four homes now have rooftop solar. But while more roofs are being covered in glass, safety concerns are emerging too, with a growing number of solar panel systems linked to house fires. Julia Holman has this story.
It's been a busy few years for solar panel installer Johan Fleury.
There is a larger uptake year by year on solar installations. So yeah, pretty good for the moment.
He spent the summer installing rooftop solar on homes and businesses across New South Wales.
There tends to be more notice in solar during the summer period. People consume more, have the aircon on more, have higher power bills. We tend to find that the ups are generally when people receive their bills. They have a wake-up call, so there tends to be a lot of phone off book during that time, people calling up wanting to do something about it.
And with 2.6 million Australians now with solar panels, whole suburbs are having their rooftops transformed.
There is tendencies to have the keeping up with Joneses side of things. So if we do an installation, we'll have people come up to us and say, look, can you give us a card? Then conversations lead for one system in that street to multiple systems in the streets just from that little side effect.
But the boom comes alongside growing safety concerns. Authorities in New South Wales say there's been a 500% increase in the number of solar panel fires in the state.
When you quote 500%, it sounds catastrophic. You know, we're not talking thousands and thousands of incidents. You know, I think there was 139 incidents last year. So it's still a significant number.
Superintendent Graham Kingsland manages fire investigation and research for Fire and Rescue New South Wales. He says his crews are currently attending one fire a day that started from a solar panel. He says the main issue relates to a safety device called the DC isolator, a manual switch which shuts off the power to protect against electric shocks.
Potentially an ingress of water into the switch, which is causing then a failure of that switch.
And the problem isn't just in New South Wales.
If something's going to fail, it's something that's most likely going to have water egress into the system. And as you know, electricity and water don't mix. And as a result, there's potentially a fire risk there.
Steve Attard is the Commander of Fire Investigation at Fire Rescue Victoria. While the figures aren't as high in his state as in New South Wales, he says it's a growing problem.
The actual components that are failing are the DC isolators, and the majority of the components in the system are not giving us much cause of concern other than the isolators that are requiring service. They're located in locations that aren't easily accessible. So till there's an issue, the owner of the system isn't aware that there's potentially a fire hazard on the roof.
Dr. Timothy O'Leary has spent a decade researching solar power. He's a lecturer at the University of Melbourne's School of Architecture.
Our saturation is now at one in four houses, and projections are that in this decade we may go to one in every two houses having a solar installation.
He says the reason fires are starting from the DC isolator is well understood.
Well, essentially poor quality products and poor quality installation.
He says Australia should look overseas to the United States and Europe, which he says relies on safer systems.
We have a greater prevalence of these higher voltage string systems. In other parts of the world, they limit this and they encourage or regulate it more. We may be lagging behind in the regulation and also the adoption of safer technology, such as microinverter systems, which are inherently safer. They don't require the DC isolator and they don't generate the very high voltages that are the issue.
And he believes the main difficulty in terms of improving safety here is that there aren't nationally consistent safety and enforcement standards.
Regulation around building is a state matter, so it's up to states to make their own codes and regulations. But also you have a federal system where the federal government, the fact that a lot of the schemes under which solar has been promoted, such as the clean energy targets, which subsidises a lot of systems, is run federally, they have a role too.
Ellen Roberts is the National Director of Solar Citizens, an independent organisation encouraging households to install panels.
There's gaps in consumer protection because we do have the different state systems. So there's very differing kind of standards across states. And there does need to be more uniformity in these consumer protections and standards federally So yes, this is definitely something that, you know, that all state bodies that are responsible for safety need to be looking at as a matter of urgency.
She says people with rooftop solar need to make sure they're kept in good condition.
You know, solar systems are like cars. They need to be subject to regular maintenance. It's not just a kind of set and forget situation. So anyone with rooftop panels should be thinking about making sure that they're getting their system properly maintained.
Solar installer Johan Fleury worries the safety concerns might make it more difficult and expensive to get building insurance.
Sure, they could potentially look at that as you have a solar system, you have a higher risk, therefore we're going to up the cost of your insurance.
He sits on the Clean Energy Council installer reference group, advising safety standards and guidelines on behalf of 7,000 installers nationally. And he agrees there should be a national oversight body with every solar system independently inspected.
There are no states that actually have 100% inspection, and some dodgy companies tend to take that for granted. So they'll go, well, if I get one installation and 100 inspected, I'll just try to get away with 100 dodgy ones and then only get caught on the one, deal with that, and then move on. So if there were more inspections, less things would go wrong. And the majority of systems are good. It's just that one that just needs to get away.
And in the meantime, he says it's up to the individual to make sure their solar panels are properly maintained and installed.
Vetting the companies that are going to be on your roof and carrying out these installations. Don't necessarily go for the cheapest because it just looks very appealing and attractive. A lot of the times, the general rule is if it tends to be quite cheap, are they cutting corners and where are they cutting corners? You're installing a power plant on your roof, so you want to make sure that it's done right.
You do. Solar installer Johan Fleury ending that report from Julia Holman. Federation strikes again. We need national safety standards is the takeout. In a statement, the Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor has told RN Breakfast that consumer safety is a top priority and reports of fires from solar systems are concerning. And a spokesperson for the Clean Energy Regulator told us that the regulator believes there will be more house fires unless states and territories proactively deal with the risk from ageing and deteriorating rooftop DC isolators. But need to keep it in perspective, there's 2.6 million properties with solar panels on their roof. In New South Wales, we've heard 139 house fires last year. So need to get them checked and we need national regulation.